WHAK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A new line of attack in the Roger Stone case. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A member of the jury that convicted the Trump associate in the Russia probe is now getting the president's attention for reportedly posting online praise for the four prosecutors who withdrew from the case after the Justice Department intervened before sentencing. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president tweeting now, it looks like the foreperson in the jury in the Roger Stone case had significant bias. There is no evidence of any bias on the part of any member of the jury which convicted Stone for obstructing a congressional inquiry, witness intimidation, and repeatedly lying to federal investigators. Stone will be sentenced next week. The Justice Department decision to reverse itself and recommend less prison time for Stone has Democrats calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign. He will testify next month at a House hearing. Dave?
John, later today, the president will sit down with a rival, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's upset his state's been taken out of a federal trusted traveler program for not sharing DMV records for background checks.
It's hard to compromise, I think, on national security, but I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see what happens. I won't get ahead of that. Okay. We certainly hope for a constructive conversation.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham on Fox and Friends. Cuomo argues the Trump administration wants access to the info on illegal immigrants who are now allowed to get driver's licenses in New York. The coronavirus was blamed today for 254 more deaths in China, the biggest one-day spike yet. Now 1,367 people have died. There are a third more cases as well, up to nearly 60,000 infections. China says the increases are from faster diagnosis and new classifications.
The Chinese government has not been honest at all about this. They are completely overwhelmed at this point. They are not leveling with anybody, certainly not with us.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley, there's the 14th confirmed case in the U.S., someone in San Diego in quarantine already. Closing arguments start today at Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York, the ex-Hollywood producer charged with raping or sexually assaulting two women. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
More than a week after the Iowa caucuses got confusing, the results were delayed for days. Someone's lost his job over it.
Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price resigning his post following the chaos sparked by problems tabulating results from the state's caucuses. The delayed reporting of voter preferences led to calls for a partial re-canvass of the results and brought into question Iowa's status as the first voting contest in the nation's presidential primary season. In his resignation letter, Price apologized and took responsibility for any failures on behalf of the Iowa Democratic Party. State Democratic leader will hold an emergency meeting this weekend to elect an interim party chair. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A freight train derailed early this morning in eastern Kentucky, and two crew members of the CSX train were trapped. There was a flammable liquid that was leaking also into a nearby river. Two elite Ivy League universities are under federal scrutiny.
Harvard and Yale are being investigated by the Department of Education, which says the schools didn't report hundreds of millions of dollars in foreign gifts and contracts. U.S. law mandates that universities are required to report foreign funding that exceeds a quarter of $1 million. The Department of Education says since last summer, it's found some $6.6 billion in unreported gifts from countries including Qatar, China, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Harvard and Yale are accused of not reporting any foreign money for the last 4 years, failing to disclose at least $375 million. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
We got an update on the economy this morning showing slight inflation last month. Consumer prices rose 0.1%, even though we keep paying less for gasoline. Core inflation, which measures costs other than food and energy, rose 0.2%. On Wall Street, stocks could fall from the record highs set in yesterday's rally. Dow futures down more than 150 ahead of the opening bell as markets also drop overseas on renewed coronavirus fears. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A homeless man who allegedly set fire to a relative's garage in Urbana last week is behind bars. 50-year-old Michael Patton was charged Tuesday with residential arson, and harassment in connection with the incident. Police say Patton allegedly set fire to the attached garage of an older woman's home in the 1100 block of Lenore Drive. 2 days earlier, Patton had allegedly issued a death threat to the woman via phone. An Atwood man has gotten 26 years in federal prison for sexually exploiting teen girls. 44-year-old Dennis West pleaded guilty to 5 counts of sexual exploitation of minors in 2017 and 2018. West had been arrested in December on state charges. Those were later dropped. He's been in custody since he was arrested in March of 2019. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service. Really getting cold on us, isn't it, Diane?
It is. Blustery conditions throughout the day as the winds pick up to 31 miles per hour. A winter weather advisory in effect. Today's high 26, down to 3 below zero tonight with a chance of flurries. No accumulation is really mentioned. Maybe less than a half an inch, it says right here. We've got sunshine tomorrow and clear. High 14, low 6, 36 the high on Saturday with some clouds, partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 40. Again, we're at 26, feels like 12. ESPN 93.5.
Rob Dahlhaus, see you at home. Seeyouathome.us. Rob Dahlhaus, when it gets this brutally, dangerously cold, what do you do?
Yeah, great question. Thanks for having me on, guys. So when it gets this cold, one of the things that we have available for our friends on the street is we open up for what we call emergency warming hours. So our daytime drop-in center down on 70 East Washington, we have that service available all day today, all day tomorrow, and Saturday morning as well. So basically from the time that the shelter closes in the morning until the time it reopens again in the evening, we will be there and available for our friends to come in and hang out and stay warm and get some coffee and have some good conversations and continue that relationship building.
How does it work? I know you can't take them. They have to go on their own free will, right?
Correct, yes. But, I mean, as far as our drop-in center goes, anybody can just come in and come in to the facility and hang out with us. But a lot of times what our outreach team will do on days like this is just drive around and check on places where we know our friends hang out. Like, hey, you know, let's make sure you're getting in out of the cold and just making sure that they know that the resource is available. Word travels pretty fast on the street when we do open for emergency warming hours. But again, it's just checking on our folks and making sure they're aware.
Can't you die in a -2 overnight?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the temperatures when they get that cold, your body's just not ready for that. Our friends are very resilient, I will say. Some folks do love the independence of, you know, being out on the street by themselves, maybe in the timbers or something with a tent. But whenever it gets this cold, if you don't have the ability to stay warm, you're going to be in for some danger. So that's why it's just really important to have a place where our friends can come and hang out.
You said last, I think, week when we talked to you earlier this week, the breakdown of who's out there, and there was obviously some drug issues, some mental illness issues. How was the breakdown? What's your guess? I guess it's anecdotally, unless you have actual numbers.
Sure. Anecdotally, I would say anywhere between 75 to 80% of the men and women that we work with on a weekly basis, monthly basis, have some sort of mental health and or substance abuse issue. Mental health, substance abuse, and homelessness, they just go hand in hand so often. And it's easy to understand why. I mean, if you don't have a place to stay, if you are constantly stressed, if you're constantly in crisis mode, thinking, where am I going to sleep tonight? Where am I going to eat today? How am I going to get any money if I have to buy food or buy something, then self-medication can start coming into play. And if there's mental health issues going on there, whether it's schizophrenia or depression, that can just amplify those effects. So I think it's good for folks to keep that in mind, that there's a very severe stereotype with our friends on the street, but so often there are other underlying issues there. It's not just your stereotypical, oh, this person's lazy or this person's, you know, a drunk. There may be some other issues going on there.
Okay, Rob, thanks for the info. People can still give money to see you at home from the One Winter Night, right?
Absolutely. We keep the books open until next Friday. If you're interested in giving, we would appreciate it. You can visit cuathome.us. There's a big red donate button there. And the dollars raised through this event and throughout the year, it helps us do all of the services that we have, like transitional housing and outreach, but also being able to be available on a dime to open up for emergency warming and give our folks a warm place to be.
So you can't go to a person and say, you're coming with me and make them, huh?
You know, I mean, that would be easy, right? That would be great. A lot of times we have to rely on those relationships that have been built because our friends have a lot of trust issues at times, a lot of trust in authority figures, a lot of trust in law enforcement, in government in general, or just people in that authority figure. So just saying, hey, look, it's cold out here. If you're going to freeze, if you're out here, please come with me. Let us get you warm. And very, very often that will be enough to get that person inside to keep them safe.
Well, all right. And that's why, like, relationships with the Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, they're open today, right, from 11 to 1? It's huge.
Absolutely. Yes. Yep, absolutely. They are there. 10:30, I believe, they open. And so folks can go there and get a nice hot meal. Daily Bread was kind enough to host breakfast for us after One Winter Night. Just an amazing meal. Our friends are really treated to first-class food service there. So another great resource.
All right, Rob, thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
See you at home.us, Rob Dahlhaus.
Really makes you appreciate the blessings, man, that we have in our life.
Telling
with
you.
Our home and food on the table.
I ask if you could make them go, but I think China does. There's no homeless in China.
I know.
They don't let you do that.
A lot
that.
Of other countries do
right,
that.
Right, they don't allow it. And you know what? If it's -2, I'd struggle with allowing it too. You're going to die out there.
But and if they you get, have facilities, like if there's an apartment complex that's empty, the government's going to swoop in and say that's going to host these homeless people.
Well, they just shouldn't be out whether they want to or not. That's what my point is. Can I just go as a police officer and say, and I think the answer is no. If they want to stay on the street, I think they can stay on the street. And then if they say, well, I've got drug and mental issues, then why would you allow them to stay on the street if they don't know what they're doing, kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's that line of you're free and you can stay on the street if you want, kind of thing.
Well, and plus, people don't want to have the extra work of going out and searching for people to fill up this facility.
No. But if you see somebody, if somebody driving in a police squad car and they see somebody and it's -2, they can't, I guess, grab them and take them to a shelter. That's
right.
They got to go on their own free will.
That's right.
And I would hope and pray that everybody does, because it's too cold tonight.
I mean, they could roll down the window and say, dude, did you know 2 blocks away you could go to this facility?
Yeah.
At 70 East Washington in Champaign.
Yep. All right, 8:13. Let's jump to our morning sports. Some Illini basketball news that was very positive that broke at 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon.
Io DeSumo, of course, went down after that 70-69 loss. There was, 6 seconds left in the game, and he had that drive. And Illini Nation just, you know, not only bracing from the, dang it, we lost, but wow, we could have lost one of our major guys. So the MRI scan shows no structural damage. And Coach Brad Underwood had said, overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from Illini Nation. And even in Io's tweet, he had said at the end, be back soon. So we're all very hopeful for how things will turn out maybe at the end of this season with him healing up and recovering. Our Illini women are in action tonight, 11-12 overall, taking on number 20 Indiana, who are 19-6. A good game tonight at 7 o'clock. If you'd like to head out, it's singles appreciation night. Upsets in men's basketball last night included Georgia Tech taking down number 5 Louisville, 64-58. Tonight, number 21, Iowa, is in Indiana. Big Ten action last night at Ohio State. Rutgers went down 72-66. Michigan took down Northwestern 79-54. In the NBA, Milwaukee Bucks were beaten by the Indiana Pacers 118-111. On to the NHL, Vancouver took down the Blackhawks 3-0. Good news for Illini Nation is Don and Ann Edwards invest $3 million in U of I athletics. I'm hearing improvements to the Ubbin basketball complex and more. Eli Sharping added to the Illinois volleyball coaching staff. And Illinois baseball picked number 6 in the preseason poll. In the 141st season, Illini baseball starts tomorrow in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And the Cardinals are gearing up for Brad Miller to be new on the roster.
Brad Miller is a, I guess you'd call him a utility infielder. He hits from the left side. Cardinals are trying to find that. Yeah, it's not a worth shaking. It's $2 million. Not a bad one-year gig. For a 30-year-old that's kind of a journeyman.
Mm-hmm.
So Brad Miller is a name. They had to put Jordan Hicks off of the 40-man roster to a 60-day DL, recovering from surgery on his elbow. Now, a week from Saturday, you'll be able to listen to the melodious tones of John Rooney. I'm not sure if Mike Shannon's down in Jupiter, but you'll hear baseball on the radio a week from Saturday on ESPN 93.5, which is kind of cool. Sounds of summer coming. And don't forget, the Cubs live on US 105.9.
Yes.
And we'll be carrying all the games through the Chicago Cubs, also loud and clear on FM, US 105.9. And I'm telling you, at National League Central, you got me. I don't know. Milwaukee, Chicago, St. Louis, and now Cincinnati's going to be pretty good after all their off-season activity.
Another nice thing to think about is our bus trip to Bush, and you've been contemplating.
Yeah, we're looking, golly gee, it's either going to be May 21 against Atlanta, 12-15 Thursday, or June 18, 12-15 Thursday, I think it's a Thursday, against Colorado. So one of those two dates, I can't get a Cub-Cardinal game. Cardinals have spent 2 home games in London.
Yes.
Those are home games to the Cardinals when they go to London. And yes, I did try and do a bus trip to London. But it was really difficult with the water. Peoria Charter wanted too darn much.
Pull up on this freight here.
Yeah. Sit there for a while.
Exactly.
I did price it. It was out of the roof expensive. I mean, it was like, you know, $4,000.
Uh-huh.
What? Really?
Well, Stevie J travel, you guys have some pull, huh? We can make it a trip where we're touring all the Beatles sites.
Here's my pull. Here's my pull for tickets over there. That's the pull I had for that. Those tickets are hot, and the stadium is the setup for baseball.
I know.
It's way...
Wembley?
Whatever it is, you can't see as well as you can on the TV.
Uh-huh.
It's cool to go to London and watch Cubs Cardinals, but not that cool. So they priced themselves out of it. Now we are kind of looking at the Ireland thing in 21.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think all of those, and they say, well, tickets aren't available unless you buy a package. Well, the tickets will be available. Believe me.
Okay.
There's not going to be that many. You'll be able to get tickets. It just, I have to wait. So we'll look into that because I think I can do a better tour, and do more things in Ireland while you're there and then still do the game.
So August 28th, 2021.
Yeah, that's the Ireland-Illinois.
In Dublin
against Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And Nebraska will send some people, but they've got this package thing going on. They've made a deal where you had to go through this particular travel company. And I just think it's a little pricey, and I think we can match that price and do much more. That's the point. But anyway, we're looking at it. So I think it might be where what time we get it done, everybody that's going is already going to go.
What do you have going on coming up in the summer?
Yeah, we've got Oberon McGow.
Okay.
So 3 seats left to see The Passion that's been done 42 times since the 1600s in Oberon McGow, Germany. 3 seats left if you want to go on a Stevie J travel to Germany with Mary Beth Karasik. That would be awesome. 3 seats left. Then we got the American steamboat going down to Mississippi.
Ooh.
In August. We're also going to Iceland and Norway and England. That's also in August. And then
We've got Larry Canfor's sellout to Tuscany. Can't get you on that one. Larry and Elena Canfor are going to Italy.
And that's in the fall?
Waiting list in that one, yeah.
After the end of May, when his Human Race Fest is coming to Savoy.
We'll talk about that sometime.
I love it.
If you want any info on the Stevie J travel, we also have the Danube in 21 on Viking. We've got a new one to Arkansas in April, a couple of months away. That's a wonderful deal, and that's going to be really, really cool. So you can go to steviejtravel.com. All right, weather.
Winter weather advisory this morning. Today's high 26, down to 3 below zero. Winds will be picking up, blustery on the winds. Tomorrow's high 14, low 6. This weekend, we're up towards 40, though, so no problem. Temperature's currently at 25. It's been dropping all morning. Feels like 10. ESPN 93.5.
Bracing for some cold weather overnight. 8:20 now in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
CVS Health shares are higher after the company reported an upbeat quarter. Both its drugstore business and its health care benefits improved. CVS now owns Aetna. More people were drinking Heineken beer last year. The company's profit was up 14%. Molson Coors' quarter was also better than forecast. Kering, the parent company of Gucci, is warning that the coronavirus could cut into its business this year. The company says it's closed around half of its stores in mainland China. It's also postponing new openings. Kering sales in the holiday quarter were stronger than expected. Lower mortgage rates last week prompted more people to refinance. The number of overall mortgage applications rose more than 1% compared with the previous week. Mortgage applications to buy a home declined. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving through the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
All right, 822 ESPN. BN 93.5, happy to have back on the program Julie Pride, who tracks things like coronavirus. Still only 14, thankfully, in the U.S. CU Public Health District, Julie Pride. So how do I know that the University of Illinois, with our incredible diversity and lovely people from all over the world, how do I know somebody doesn't have it? I mean, how do you know for sure for stuff like that?
Well, first of all, the U of I and the students especially have gone, you know, way above and beyond what was even required of them. For example, we didn't have people in quarantine. They self-quarantined before the guidance changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, people really took this seriously, and that's why we haven't seen any, you know, any cases or anything. We get the information from the O'Hare airport, and they are casting a wide net. So, for example, we're getting people to follow up on that haven't even been to China, but they, you know, may have at one point been scheduled to go through China.
Right.
So we're following up with everyone. And we don't have any, you know, persons under investigation, and things are moving along, and they seem to be working really well. And it's helped that the Illinois Department of Public Health now has testing. So that would speed things up if we did get anyone that we needed to send over for testing.
Do we still have any more ideas exactly what we're dealing with from the standpoint of deaths and, you know, young demographics? I mean, older people dying. I mean, we know a lot of people die from the flu every year.
Right.
What is this worse than the flu? And how do we know yes or no to that?
We don't right now. And that's what happens when you get any type of novel virus. You know, they do modeling and different things, but what we're getting is the information that's coming directly out of China. So, you know, that's a little bit different than having boots on the ground, knowing what's exactly going on. The World Health Organization is sending a team over there right now, but the Centers for Disease Control has not been invited to go yet. And typically they're, you know, the first to get invited all over the world because they are the, you know, crack investigation team for anything like this. But, you know, it seems to be spreading similar to how SARS did, albeit maybe a little more efficiently.
Yeah.
But we don't really have a good handle on who it is killing.
Mm-hmm.
What we do know are the cases that have been out of the country. So the people that were evacuated, we do know the Americans that were evacuated, they've tested them, and some of them were infected but mm-hmm. asymptomatic.
Okay.
So in one way, that's concerning because that means people can spread it without being ill. But the other thing is that means the death toll is likely the death rate would be much, much lower because it would mean that there are a ton of people infected that probably have no idea. But with the extraordinary measures that China has taken, and again, this has never been done anywhere in the world, what they're doing coupled with what other places are doing and the airport sweeps and everything, it's right now it seems to be keeping it at bay.
Yeah.
The question is what happens when those measures are no longer in place? Is it still going to be circulating? They still don't 100% know what the host is. And so they know that it came originally from bats, it looks like, but they're not. They think it might be the pangolin, which is the intermediary host, but they don't, you know, there's still a lot of unknowns. You got to realize it's only 6 weeks into this thing.
Yeah. So when will we know we've turned the corner and are going the right way?
Well, again, in China, you know, we'll start looking for a peak, and then you start seeing the numbers diminishing, and that the new cases diminishing, and then you can think that you might have hit a peak. The U.S., like I said, you know, we've never really been at high risk at all during this because of what they're doing at the airports and the quarantines and the isolations and things like that. But we, you know, it's like any virus, it tends to kind of wax and wane a little bit. So we'll know, probably we have to see if this like burns out or if it continues on smoldering in various places around the world. And then it could, you know, pop up again later on this year. So that's what everybody will be kind of keeping an eye on.
Okay. Because you got all the cruise ship stuff and everything else. And
mm-hmm.
This can ball up. And what would concern you, Julie, knowing what you know, what would make you go, not good?
Well, what would make me concerned is if we started seeing other countries right now that had started having sustained spread. So it's one thing to, you know, literally shut down travel from China, which is unheard of, but it's another thing to start trying to do that from all around the world. So that would mean that it's, you know, probably going to take off. Again, you know, the thing that is comforting, if you will, is that even during a pandemic, not every single place has the same amount of spread.
Yeah.
And again, this community works so well together. We communicate so well together that I'm convinced that should it become a pandemic, that this community will pull together and do what we need to stop the spread. And sometimes those are hard things, staying home for 2 weeks. So as we see where this is going, we'll pull out again our pandemic preparedness information and get that out if we need to. But it's always there and it's always available. And they're really relatively simple things to do, like stock 2 weeks' worth of food, stock some water, make sure you have enough pills to get you through 2 weeks, because you know, if you're really trying to avoid it when a pandemic is coming through, that's how long you typically want to isolate yourself or quarantine yourself.
Two words that would worry me. Two words. Julie?
Two words that would worry you?
Yeah. Julie Pride says she quits. That would worry me. That would worry me a lot.
I don't plan on going anywhere. I have the best job in the world, and I love it.
Because
I'm doing it in the best community.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
You can hear that in your voice.
Yeah, you really can. But, you know, other thing is everybody knows everybody, about half of the people I know are sick, so I shouldn't panic, right? So it's just normal.
That is flu.
Okay.
And flu, you know, Another thing that's super important that we get across to people is that taking a flu shot is super, super important, not just for your own health, which should be of concern to everyone, but also it prevents you from spreading it to other people who it may be a fatal case to.
Right.
But the other thing that people never think about is something like this. What they're doing is over by people not having their flu shots, they're overtaxing our healthcare system right now.
Mm.
And that causes, delays, and it causes all kinds of problems. So if you were to lay on top of that another viral illness that is respiratory coming across at the same time, had we have gotten coronavirus at this time going through our community, it would have been very, very, taxing on our healthcare system. And it's frustrating to all who work in this area that people don't get their flu shot and then overtax the system when it's not necessary. Flu is vaccine preventable. And even in years like this where the virus has mutated a little bit, so it's not a perfect match, it still offers a lot of protection and typically keeps people out of the hospital and the ERs. So, it's really important. So by the fall, we're going to really, really be talking to people about the importance of getting your flu shot. And if you're old enough, get your pneumonia vaccine, because that will help the entire process. That'll help the entire healthcare system.
Wonder what the sentence should be for the couple of guys in the subway that were in hazmat suits that pretended to spill something and say it was coronavirus,
right?
And people freaked out. That's not funny.
That is not funny. I don't know why people would think anything like that's funny, but it isn't.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know how they would have spilled coronavirus.
Well, that's what they have. That's right. Because they just and right. It was cool. No, it was Kool-Aid. It was actually really red Kool-Aid. So.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, they should have probably.
Come on, man.
I'm surprised. Which subway did they do that?
Was it New York?
Right,
some big city.
You pull a stunt like that in a big city, you're lucky he didn't get throat punched.
Yeah, right. Hey, Julie, keep up your good work. We appreciate it. How do people reach you?
They can go on. We have a great coronavirus page on our website. So go to c-uphd.org, our regular website, and you'll be able to find trusted sources of information so you can read as much or as little as you'd like. I always put things on there for germ freaks like me who like to read all the gory details, but I also have other just information just so people can get trusted facts.
Do you use puffs or regular generic Kleenex when you do door handles and stuff? Like, right. What about Bob? And walk around with
hand sanitizer.
I wash my hands. I try not to touch door handles when I leave bathrooms.
Well, I know that.
I know better.
I'm absolutely correct. And okay, way to go, Julie. Thanks for your info. We appreciate you.
Sure thing. Thank you.
That's at 8:32, Julie Pride, CU Public Health.
Good stuff. And if you want to hear it back, ESPNCU.com is our website.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a spike in coronavirus cases and deaths reported in China. 254 new deaths in one day, bringing the total there to 1,367.
China says it can be explained, pointing to a new method being used to diagnose cases involving faster tests, which enable earlier confirmations of infections. China also announcing a leadership shakeup, firing two high-level officials in Hubei province, where the outbreak started.
Fox's Simon, over 14th cases reported in the U.S., someone already quarantined since returning from China. Closing arguments today at the Harvey Weinstein trial in New York.
Weinstein is charged with raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulting a different woman in 2006. He says any sexual encounters were consensual, but other accusers who testified on behalf of the prosecution said Weinstein had used the same tactics to sexually assault numerous women over the years.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two boys are accused of robbing another boy of his cell phone at gunpoint. The News Gazette says Assistant State's Attorney Alex Boyd says the 13-year-old boy from Urbana and 12-year-old boy from Champaign and their 14-year-old victim were all at the Urbana Free Library Tuesday evening when the boys approached the victim and demanded his cell phone. When he refused to hand it over, one of the boys pulled out a gun and showed him while the other took the phone from the victim's pocket. The suspects were charged Wednesday with aggravated robbery. Police found the BB gun. A new report from State Farm Insurance says Illinois saw the most frozen pipe damage of any state last year, with more than $45 million in damage claims. More than 2,300 Illinois households reported damage last year. The average freeze damage claim in Illinois was nearly $20,000. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
ESPN 93.5. Thank you, Jamie. Let's check your cold weather forecast coming in. Diane?
Well, we have a winter weather advisory. Wind gusts as high as 32 miles per hour expected as the temperatures drop to 3 below zero tonight. In fact, when we came in early this morning, it was at 32. We're currently at 25. Breezy winds out of the west at 22 miles an hour. The wind chill at 10. Tomorrow, very chilly. We've got a high 14, low 5 expected. Then 36 with some clouds on Saturday, up towards 40, partly sunny by Sunday. So we just need to brace for impact. May see a little light snow here and there. No accumulation mentioned, just blustery with those winds. And then the single digits, the drop tonight and tomorrow. ESPN 93.5, again, we're at 25.
Okay. Is the workplace getting rude? You don't have to look hard to see uncivil behavior these days, whether in political discourse, college classrooms, or on airplanes. One study found that rudeness is even contagious, like the common cold. The workplace where research is focused hardly immune to this so-called incivility epidemic. Past surveys suggest virtually all workers experience rude or uncivil behavior, while over half report being treated poorly at least once a week. Some researchers have claimed it's pervasive and getting worse. Is it? Rudeness in the workplace. Let's chat about it. ESPN 93.5, happy to welcome workplace culture analyst, author, Sherry Perry. Love the name.
Thank you.
Worked and trained with Zig Ziglar, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Sherry Perry, Vancouver, Washington. It's just south of Vancouver, British Columbia?
It's about 3 hours south. It's just across the Columbia from Portland, Oregon.
Kindness. I love the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood movie because it was kind. I mean, I love that. I mean, well, what's happening? What are you seeing out there, Sherry?
You know, what we see a rise in just tension and conflict in the workplace. I think it has a lot to do with what we have going on in our political world today. Also a lot to do with social media and how we can put quick jabs out. The more audacious, the more bold, or the more crazy, the more hits, the more likes. I mean, we're literally rewarding that kind of behavior in social media, and then somehow we want people to turn that off and come into the workplace and be kind and nice to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult job.
Yeah. Okay. So how do we do it?
Well, number one, we've got to be aware of, as business owners and leaders in our company, we have to know what the workplace culture is all about. We have to know that it's beyond the mission vision on the wall. We have to know that we are encouraging and fostering a workplace culture that serves people instead of, you know, messes them up throughout the day. And I was talking with someone earlier today, and they said, well, you know, maybe we should ignore the stuff that happens. And that's probably the worst thing you can do, because you can't make this kind of behavior go away by ignoring it. It only gets worse. And we know that because all the different news stories on workplace violence and horrible things that happen at the workplace, we've got to get better at addressing it.
You know what's most important to me right now, Sherry?
What?
Talking to you. That's a great line from the movie. That's a great line from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Okay.
I love that. Way to go, Fred.
Well, and it makes you feel special in the fact that, wow, you're dropping everything just to listen to what I have to say. It's important.
Well, imagine if you took back to the workplace, right? Instead of us, everybody trying to get their own agenda, and we said, hey, wait a minute. One of the most important things I'm doing right now is spending this time with you. We could change stuff.
Well, we love being around people like Sherry Perry. How do people connect with you?
They can just check out the website at www.sherry, I'll spell that, C-H-E-R-I,
last name Perry, P-E-R-R-Y.com. So SherryPerry.com. And I would just like to leave you with something my friend Zig Ziglar always used to say. It's so amazing, and this is so true. It can fix rudeness in the workplace or anything that you have going on. But you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want.
Yep.
We all want to get along, right?
I love that. I interviewed Zig Ziglar many, many years ago. Wonderful man. Wonderful guy. Sherry, 6:39 on your coast. Thanks for waking up.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Sherry Perry.
Okay, SherryPerry.com. You know, it's interesting how people hiring new people in the workplace and how they just don't like, because they do so much screen time in their life,
yeah,
especially the young workers, they don't know how to manage conflict.
And some people don't like people.
I know.
Some people don't like humans.
And looking other people in the eye is uncomfortable.
You would be treated far better in life if you walked around with the golden retriever mask on.
Woof.
Because people can relate to animals better than they can people.
There we go.
Boom! New idea. I can't turn it off. We walk around in dog suits. Roof. Oh, isn't he cute?
There we go.
Even the sours, dours person seems to accept animals.
You're right about that.
It might be cats, but whatever it is.
That's why I'm kind of steering Aiden towards something in the animal industry, whether he's helping at a shelter like he's done as a pet pal at CU Humane Society. He's very active in Unity's FFA right now as a 16-year-old. And they just had little piglets inside the last few days.
Yeah.
So he's getting used to the sow that at 18, pigs and all this other kind of stuff. It's so wonderful, animals being part of our lives.
No, it is. And some people like animals better than humans. So
you're right.
There is that. All right. Want to go to the All-Star game at United Center. It's this weekend.
Okay.
I have a friend who's looking for tickets.
Oh.
And I was a little surprised about the pricing.
Uh-oh.
At the United Center. What would you guess if I wanted to sit mid-court, I don't know, section A or B?
$1,500.
$6,500 for the dunk contest.
For the dunk contest, not even the game.
No, the game is $11,800.
What?
For each ticket. A what? So this is why I reached out to Ticket Ted and also to Mr. Max.
I see.
And Max said, I just sold four yesterday.
Okay,
for,
and both those guys know each other.
$14,400 for four tickets.
What?
That Max had sold day before last.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's stunning. If you want to sit in the tippy top, how many does the United Center hold? 17,000? 18,000? You want to sit in the tippy top in the end zone, it's 870.
Okay.
But
you're in the building.
Why would you? I mean, goodness gracious, why?
I paid 800 for a ticket before.
You can buy a massive big screen from Steve at Good Vibes for the money you'd spend on two tickets.
I know, but sometimes you just have to do it.
You can't see the ball go through the basket in the tippy top at the United Center. I mean, it's stunning. Now, you're thinking, well, the people that are going are the Kardashians. I mean, they're people that it doesn't matter.
Right, it's a who's who.
It doesn't matter.
You want to walk around. Capacity at United Center, 23,000.
Oh, that's even worse. So you'll never see the ball. If you're in the $800 seats, you won't see the ball.
Right.
I was at Indianapolis for NCAA, and we were in a stadium, the football stadium.
Right.
And that was, I guess that's 50,000. But I had decent seats. I couldn't see the ball because the back.
Right.
You can't see it. It's not a basketball facility.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's stunning. I was so shocked at how much it costs to go to the All-Star game. They don't play defense. Stevie J could play in the All-Star game.
It's kind of like seeing the Globetrotters.
All you got to do is shoot. You don't have to guard anything. The last year.
How fun is that?
It's not that
fun.
See
your guys score 20 points.
If I don't watch it on TV, why would I want to go? Now, I understand.
That's
and I've
you
actually
with basketball.
I know. I've actually watched more NBA this year, and it's just remarkable how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be kind of cool to see LeBron James.
That's right.
And all that stuff. But
how many years does he have in him anyway?
I don't know. 178 to 164, I think, was last year. 178. That tells you that you go down and you shoot and you dunk, and then I'll go down and I'll shoot and
that's
I'll dunk.
Right, right.
It's just entertaining.
Uh-huh.
But it's just stunning the price.
Well, and how often is it in Chicago? That's why it's a hot ticket.
Let me do that in a Jeopardy form. What is never?
Is that right?
And United Center is not the best neighborhood.
I know that.
And I'm
and I know people who are in the business of robbing cars are circling probably for this weekend.
Well, listen, they say the street tickets are rough. That's kind of the word. So I wouldn't even want. Anyway, it's, good luck to you.
Thank you
for
that.
And by the way, Jennifer Hudson, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
She'll sing a tribute to Kobe and all the people that died in the helicopter.
Oh.
So certainly there's some. It'd be neat to be there. Is it worth a brand new CRV from Honda or two tickets in a good spot? I mean, it's up to you.
Comparison there.
Yeah, can you get a 5-year loan on tickets to the All-Star game? I don't know.
Speaking of All-Stars, our All-Star is Io DeSumo, and everybody in Illini Nation was praying at the end of that 70-69 loss against Michigan State the other day to see our Illinois sophomore guard go down in that trying to win the game with that last charge. That MRI scan shows no structural damage, and the tweet ended with, "Be back soon."
Yeah.
So we are optimistic, and as Coach Brad Underwood had said, overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from Illini Nation. Keep it up. Illinois women taking on number 20 Indiana, and the Hoosiers are 19-6 on the season. We are 11-12. Be great to get a win tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's Singles Appreciation Night. Go Singles. Also, Galentine's Day is what people call the day before Valentine's, is what I'm hearing, in case you want to have a special note to someone special in your life. Upsets in men basketball last night. Georgia Tech over number 5 Louisville, 64-58. Michigan beat Northwestern, 79-54. Ohio State over Rutgers, 72-66. Tonight, number 21 Iowa is in Indiana. On to the NBA. Pacers over the Bucks, 118-111 on ice. Vancouver over the Blackhawks, 3-0. Also news in Illini Nation. We had Don and Ann Edwards invest $3 million into the U of I athletics. They're trying to delegate where all that will go. I'm hearing a portion of that into the U of I golf facilities, which would be awesome. Illinois baseball picked 6th in their preseason poll. The 141st season for Illinois baseball starts tomorrow in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Let's hope they have some better weather. Cardinals are looking at Brad Miller at 30 years old to be one of their new people in the bullpen.
No, he's a hitter.
Oh, he's a hitter.
Yeah, Brad Miller is an infielder. He's played all the positions. He hit...
I thought you said he was a lefty.
He's a left-handed hitter.
Thank you.
And he has some thump. He can hit some home runs, and he's 6'2", 215.
Okay.
Andrew Miller is the lefty in the bullpen for the Cardinals pitcher, but Brad Miller will be the new utility guy.
And I saw a recent tweet. Cubs are absolutely motivated to try to acquire Nolan Arenado.
No.
Absolutely motivated.
No.
That really means nothing, though.
He's going to be a Cardinal, right? Yeah. I mean, I've heard people... First of all, you never read anything that emulates out of Chicago writers or St. Louis writers. They're just wishful thinking.
I know.
I heard somebody write, well, the Cubs might trade Bryant to the Cardinals. They're not trading Chris Bryant to the Cardinals.
They just try to stir things.
Absolutely.
To get another like.
Unless it's from somebody from MajorLeagueBaseball.com or ESPN or some of those baseball national writers. Mm-hmm. I don't give it much credence. Let me check that cold weather for you coming up.
It's a sweetheart of a deal every year, and it's back. Say yes to a heart-shaped pizza this Valentine's Day at Rosati's. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and starting February 10th, our pizzas are going heart-shaped, but only for a limited time. Say I love you with a thin heart-shaped pizza with two toppings and a 2-liter for just $19.99. Call 328-2334 for your heart-shaped pizza for just $19.99. That's 328-2334.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529. Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what house powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA-powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Hi, I'm Mike Roy from the Uni Music Boosters, warning you to come to All Out Acapella on Saturday, February 22nd at Unity High School. Two different shows, 4:30 and 7:30 p.m. $15 adult tickets, $10 student tickets ahead of time. Seeing some of the best college, high school, and elementary school group you will ever see. You can go to unimusicboosters.org for your tickets, and we hope to see you there. Once again, that's All Out Acapella on Saturday, February 22nd.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 chilly, cold weather.
We have a winter weather advisory this morning. Today's high, really 32, because that's what it was when we were coming in, and it's dropped to 25 now, down to 3 below zero this evening, and wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Precipitation chance at 60%, but only in the flurry form, so no accumulation is really expected. Tomorrow, only up to 14 and down to 6. We have clouds in the forecast for Saturday, but a high 36 and up to 40 on Sunday with partly sunny conditions. So just layer up, have some supplies in your car, even though you got your phone, so someone will be on it right away in case there's an issue. I don't know when I'm telling my kids to prepare and brace for impact. I mainly need them at least to take the coat.
Go take a coat, yeah.
These kids, they know they're only going to be from point A to point B for a few seconds.
And then they don't have to mess with their coat,
but,
right?
Right.
Right.
And then, but I mean, if you are stuck outside, you need to have a coat, hat, and gloves.
And they're going
to
say, well, when are we stuck outside?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, one last thing before I let you go. You got to hear this. Standby.
Talking with Ron Bailey, owner of the Blossom Basket Florist. Ron, what separates your flowers from some you might find at the grocery store?
Our flowers are usually about 3 days out of the field in South America when we get them in with their cold storage all the way here. We guarantee the quality on them. They should last a long time. I have customers call me all the time and say that our flowers lasted 2 weeks. And we process them, put preservatives in the water. We have the highest quality flowers that you can find.
Please visit the Blossom Basket Florist online at blossombasket.com.
Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign has something for everyone. Serving great steaks, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, along with a first-class wine, cocktail, and beer selection. Weekend brunches roll out a party with a mimosa bar and breakfast classics. Or maybe you need some private space for your next event, lunch, or meeting. Email sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 237-3505 for information on 3 private rooms. Big Grove, big flavor.
Okay, so all I want Michael Bloomberg to do is give me the money he spends on social media in one day.
Okay.
That's all I want. I'm not asking for much. I'll tell you what. What he spends on Facebook in one day.
I'm getting it in my messaging or whatever.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Michael Bloomberg spends $1 million a day on Facebook.
Oh, man.
$1 million a day just on Facebook.
Wow.
The man spent $500 million. Mike Bloomberg's running for president. Did you know that? I don't know if you did. $500 million of his own money because he has 54 of that. $54 billion.
I've been seeing some more yard signs for him. I wonder if people get a kickback for that. I'll put up a yard sign.
How much?
Give me $10 a day.
I'm going to hold out. If it's $1 million on Facebook, okay. I'm a little more. I got a busy little corner there.
Okay.
I mean, Tom Steyer, another billionaire Democrat running. In New Hampshire, if you cost averaged what he spent on advertising, Tom Steyer in New Hampshire, it cost him $1,900 per voter. So he spent whatever he spent divided by how many voters. Is it 1,900 per voter? And he got creamed.
Mm. Well, wow. For that matter, I mean, Trump put a lot of money into it. And some people say he paid for his presidency.
Not near what these guys are doing.
Okay.
I don't think Donald Trump has near as much as Tom Steyer or Mike Bloomberg. $54 billion? That's some cheese now. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
Now you're talking a little money here. You could seriously buy a professional franchise in every sport and not even think much about it.
Huh.
That's how much coin that is. That's just a lot of money. Anyway, a million a day on Facebook for Mike Bloomberg, so we
Thank you for that.
At least see his ads.
I was just looking at Interstate Batteries, and number one auto battery replacement brand in the U.S.
Yeah.
They have a free five-minute auto battery test in case you want to do that with these extreme temperatures. Keep in mind, we got a deal for you at 5:30 as you go to GoStever.com.
Now, listen to the... It's going to be via text tonight at 5:30 on the drive. You'll have a chance to get $50 to Interstate Batteries, and with the temperatures going where they're going, you might need a new car battery. And so keep in mind that if you get a $50 voucher, you can go buy double A's with it if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can buy a car battery. They start like $90.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take the chunk out of that thing, and they're outrageously dependable. So 5:30, GoStever.com for the information about what we're doing when you get my money, spend it, and keep the stuff.
Excellent.
So that'll be 5:30 on the Stever. GoStever.com for details. And again, Interstate Batteries is the offer today. And we'll give out like 10 $50 vouchers. But you got to be ready at 5:30 on the drive. All right. We shall return tomorrow. We will effort Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka as we do on Fridays. That'll be tomorrow. And get your weekend off to a great start as we brace for some really cold temperatures, sub-zero when we get into the morning. All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for tuning in. Meet you tomorrow on the radio, and have a great and warm Thursday.
Oh, no, it's here, and I'm so not ready. I'm already freezing.
That's right. Winter is now here. So be prepared and call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air, and stay warm this winter. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400. That's 352-5400.
You're moving into a new neighborhood. It's important to make a good first impression. Is this what you want move-in day to be? The professional movers at Two Men in a Truck know your new neighbors are watching from their kitchen window. They're sizing you up. Make a good first impression. Hire professional movers that are background checked and drug tested. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 35%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campus Town.
Have you considered becoming a mentor? Right now is the perfect time through Big Brothers Big Sisters. The time commitment is small, but the impact is big. Children on our wait list enjoy playing sports, going out to eat, going to the movies, or just taking a walk in the park. If you've considered becoming a mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters, please call our office at 355-2227 or check us out on Facebook at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit bbbscil.org.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Big Ten basketball is back in State Farm Center, and your Fighting Illini are ready to excite.
Georgie left to home! A drive on the baseline, and he hammers it in!
Be able to say, I was there for the next big win.
The game is over. Upset Illinois over Michigan.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com. or by calling 1-866-ILINI1.
Want to try the best coffee in Illinois? You're in luck. Clever Moose is now brewing Big Shoulders Coffee, awarded Best Coffee in Illinois 2019 by Food & Wine Magazine. This full-bodied, exclusive drip coffee blend, Bold Slugger, is rich, deep, and full of chocolatey sweetness. The new creamy, perfectly balanced espresso Lake Street is a smart blend of Brazilian, Ethiopian, and Ugandan beans with subtle fruity notes. The only downstate brewer of Big Shoulders Coffee is Clever Moose, located inside Logic at the corner of Neal Street and Fox Drive. Come try a cup today.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home.